From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Protest, violence, and deaths accompanied the voting in Venezuela on Sunday. At least 10 people were killed, happening clashes, as other Venezuelans stayed away from the polls in large numbers. Jeff Ramsey is with the Washington office on Latin America.
This is very clearly a disappointment. You know, turnout was far lower than the turnout that we saw at the opposition vote earlier this month against the Constituent Assembly. I've seen estimates that, you know, at most 2 million participated in the vote today, which is, you know, laughable for the government.
The voter turnout was 41.5%. It was hailed by President Nicolas Maduro as a great showing, yet others saw it as a protest against a vote to grant the ruling Socialist Party unlimited powers. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday the United States would have to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. University of Denver Russia scholar Jonathan Edelman on whether Moscow and Washington will be able to resolve their differences.
I think it's going to be very difficult because there's such an imbalance in terms of their economic capability, in terms of democracy versus authoritarianism.
U.S. State Department deemed Putin's actions as regrettable and an uncalled for act. Police on Sunday say a gunman and a policeman were killed on Saturday during an attack on the home of Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto. Just a week before the national elections, Ruto and his family not at home at the time of that attack. This is VOA News. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. He spoke by telephone with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who said he and Mr. Trump agreed that further action must be taken. Traveling in the Baltics, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke about North Korea.
All options are on the table. The president has made that clear. The continued provocations by the rogue regime in North Korea are unacceptable, and the United States of America is going to continue to marshal the support of nations across the region and across the world to further isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically. But the era of strategic patience is over.
There have been word the U.S., South Korea, and Japan might approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. And the latest missile test just after it, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said they are confident their missiles have the capability of reaching the continental United States. U.S. military officials have confirmed the deaths of four additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that killed the top leader of the terrorist group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in Kunar province, which borders Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyid, the emir of Islamic State's self-styled Khorasan province branch. U.S. authorities have primarily been responsible for killing about 20 founding and some of them second-generation leaders of the Khorasan branch since it launched extremist activities in the country 2 years ago. Back here in the U.S., President Trump and key aides have been pressing lawmakers not to abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the Senate's rejection last week of three measures to repeal or replace the current health plan. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Rice urges lawmakers to resist in repealing and replacing Obamacare, as it's often called, since it was the signature domestic legislative achievement of President Barack Obama.
We've all got a lot of work to do. We've continued to work with the members of the United States Senate. We look forward to continuing to work with them and our House partners as well to make certain that we move this health care system in that better direction where patients and families and doctors are in charge, not Washington, D.C.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it is time to move on to other issues. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby has declared Sudan the 39th province of the worldwide Anglican Communion 6 years after the predominantly Christian South gained independence from the North. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.